The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent closer relationship with the Creator and with the Yeshua, Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today's broadcast, the subject is the essence of my message regarding lies and tale-bearing. I'm running late and I apologize for that. I'm not going to give you an overview today. I'm going to straight into the message, and I'm not going to introduce myself beyond the fact that I've been walking with the Almighty since March 1993 and have a very close relationship with him, hence these messages. See www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. So moving on to my message. The essence of my message regarding lies and tale-bearing. By way of introduction, many of the commandments are reasonably easy to keep once you have a fix on what they're really referring to. The commandment about lying may be the most challenging for most people, particularly since most people do not really understand what constitutes lying. This broadcast shares a deeper understanding about lying and how to deal with it. So to start with, let's refer to the ninth commandment of the ten, no lying. The ninth commandment, given by the Almighty and written in stone and reported in the Bible at Exodus 20:16 and Deuteronomy 5:20, forbids false witness. In other words, lying. This is the ninth commandment. Note that since the commandments were given to millions of people, by the Almighty speaking audibly from the mountain, which has never happened again, and then it was subsequently confirmed by him writing them on the stone tablets, it is evident that these commandments will never change. So as an absolute statement, if you are a believer, all lying is forbidden. It's so important to get the context of this right. Those Ten Commandments were given by the Almighty speaking audibly from the mountain and then writing them in stone. They will never change. Then it's important to understand that all believers with unconfessed sin go to hell for a time after death. To better understand the implications of this, consider Revelation 21:8 in the Bible. "But to the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and sexually immoral and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, Their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death. Notice that the unbelieving are specifically mentioned, so all the rest applies to believers only. So if you are a believer and you tell even a small lie and do not confess it and repent of it, you will have a part in the lake of fire and brimstone. I understand this to refer to hell, where you will be tormented in proportion to your unconfessed sin, even if it is one little lie. You may think that is unfair, but consider the extreme suffering of Yeshua, who you may know incorrectly as Jesus, on the stake when he died to give us a way to easily repent of our sin. See the article on the main website page, Miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' Death. In that, taking that into account, it is only fitting that we should suffer similarly for unrepented sin when he gave us such an easy way to deal with our sin, and we'll look at that in more detail later in this broadcast. Look also at the page Hell on the website for descriptions of hell and what that looks like. Next, if you believe a lie and act on it, you will be judged. In the Bible, in 1 Kings 13, 1 to 32, we have a report of a challenging account of a prophet who received a specific command direct from the Almighty and then disobeyed based on a lie told to him by another man who was also a prophet. The first prophet was killed by a lion as judgment for his disobedience. I'm going to read from the Bible here. So if my voice is a little monotone, I apologize. So the prophet said to the man of Yah, Yah is the true name of the Almighty, come home with me and eat some bread. But the man replied, I cannot return with you or eat bread or drink water with you in this place, for I've been told by the word of Yah, the eternally self-existing, which is the true name of the Almighty Creator, you must not eat bread or drink water there or return by the way you came. Then the prophet replied, I too am a prophet like you, and an angel spoke to me by the word of Yah, the eternally self-existing, saying, bring him back with you to your house so that he may eat bread and drink water. The old prophet was lying to him, but the man of Yah went back with him, ate bread in his house, and drank water. While they were sitting at the table, the word of Yah, the eternally self-existing, came to the prophet who had brought him back. And the prophet cried out to the man of Yah who had come from Judah. This is what Yah, the eternally self-existing, says. Because you have defied the word of Yah, the eternally self-existing, and have not kept the commandment that Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, gave you, but you went back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to do so, your body shall never reach the tomb of your fathers. And after the man of Yah had finished eating and drinking, the old prophet who had brought him back saddled the donkey for him, and he went on his way. A lion met him on the road and killed him, and his body was left lying in the road with the donkey and the lion standing beside it. And there were men passing by who saw the body lying in the road with the lion standing beside it, and they went and reported this in the city where the old prophet lived. When the prophet who had brought him back from his journey heard this, he said, it is the man of Yah who disobeyed the command of Yah, the eternally self-existing. Therefore Yah, the eternally self-existing, has delivered him to the lion, and it has mauled him and killed him, according to the word that Yah, the eternally self-existing, has spoken to him. Folks, this is really important to understand. So if your pastor lies to you, and you believe that lie and act on it, you will be judged, either in this life or when you die. If you receive an email that contains a lie and you act on the lie, you will be judged. If you watch a YouTube video that contains a lie and you act on the lie, you will be judged, and so on. This then ripples through to the next point, which is tale-bearing. Folks, this is such an important principle. It's one thing for you to come up with something which you know is false. Then you need to repent of it. Ask for forgiveness and move on, and I'll give you the prayer for that a bit later. But what do you do with this continuous stream of emails and shares and likes and posts on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all the other social media. We're being deluged with all sorts of opinions. What are you going to do with that? Do you understand that if that email contains lies and you forward that to your address book, that lie is going to be multiplied and you are going to be judged for multiplying that lie? It should be a scary thought. Please think about it very carefully. Talebearing, the spreading of lies, is forbidden. Talebearing is the spreading of lies and gossip, gossip being unverified stories. In the Bible, note the following verses, Leviticus 19:16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am Yah, the eternally self-existing. Proverbs 11:13. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs 16:28. A froward man sendeth forth contention. A talebearer is separating a familiar friend. Proverbs 18:8. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Proverbs 20:19. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, don't keep company with him who opens wide his lips. Proverbs 26:20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Folks, this has a huge, huge impact on what you do with social media. What you read on social media, what you talk about on social media, what you share, what you like. It's huge. There is this absolute deluge of emails and posts regarding the pandemic, regarding the vaccine. Most of it is unverified. Most of it cannot be verified. What are you doing with it? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to decide to do about what you've done with it? Proverbs 26:22. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. So we see we're clearly enjoined not to spread gossip, unvalidated stories and lies. Note that this applies even if we do not know that we are spreading lies. The implication of this is that if you do this, you will be judged, either in this life or the life to come. See the article on the main website menu, Essence of Message Concerning Judgment This Life. Folks, we glibly say that Yeshua, you may know him as Jesus, but his correct name is Yeshua, that Yeshua is our advocate. Why is he our advocate? He's our advocate because there's a court. We talk about the throne of God or the throne of Yah. Why is there a throne? Because it's a judgment hall. The Almighty is the judge. Yeshua is the advocate. The satanic, demonic realm are the prosecutors. And we come before the throne every time we sin. And the prosecutors cry out for judgment, and Yeshua appeals for mitigation of sentence, and Yah gives judgment. And then you have a motor car accident, or you break a tooth, or maybe nothing happens because they're storing up the judgments against you until they can do something really dramatic. But basically, you're going to get judged either in this life or when you die. You need to be careful about what you think, what you say, and what you do. So coming back to what I mentioned earlier, you're talking about emails, YouTube, other social media. All the above has a very significant implication when it comes to the online world. If you receive an email containing a lie and you believe it and act on it, you will be judged. If you forward that email and others believe on it and act on it, you will be judged more severely. Remember that if you take an email with a lie and you send that to 20 people, that lie is being magnified 20 times. You will be judged 20 times more severely than the person who sent you the email. The same applies to posts, likes, shares, and so forth on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, etc., etc. I touched on this a few minutes ago, but it bears repeating. It's so, so significant. Be very careful about what you read on the internet. And be very careful about what you do. Pray prayers like, Father, close my eyes to that which you don't want me to read, and open my eyes to that which you do want me to read. And then if you start reading something and you feel a slight check in your spirit, stop. Don't read anymore. I've got to a point where I virtually never read the sort of bulk emails that come my way from people who've got me on their mailing lists and send out stuff about all sorts of things. It's necessary to be very cautious and very careful. So if someone sends you an email advising you not to get vaccinated against coronavirus and you believe it and act on it, and it turns out it's a lie, you will be judged. More so if you circulate that to others, particularly if they act on it. And if they do not get vaccinated and then get the virus and die or suffer greatly, you may face a severe judgment, whether it's in this life or on the day you die. Clearly, the reverse also applies. If you tell people that they should get vaccinated and that is based on a lie, you will be similarly judged. So rather, unless you have a high level of conviction with regard to the virus and the vaccine, I suggest you keep quiet about it. It's almost impossible to prove most of the things that are being said against the vaccine. And it is likewise almost impossible to prove most of what is being said for the vaccine. So rather just read what you need to read to make a decision, and then either get vaccinated if you think that's the right thing to do, or don't get vaccinated. But don't make a big thing of it, and don't forward emails which make all sorts of horrendous claims that are unverifiable and are potentially lies. It's a different way of thinking, folks. If we move on to religious doctrine, the same applies to what you read and act on and distribute with regard to religious doctrine. So, for example, if you say that Jesus is coming soon, you will be judged for the use of the false name Jesus instead of Yeshua, and you will be judged for saying he's coming soon when he may return in 3003, 982 and a half years from now. The same applies to the other false names, the false Sabbaths, and all the other false doctrines of the Christian church, the Muslim mosque, the Jewish synagogue, the Hindu temple, the yoga guru, etc., etc. So extreme caution is warranted. If you really engage with what's on my website, you will find that I disagree with what's being taught particularly in the Christian church on a huge number of points. You can look at what I say and what the church is saying, and you can conclude that James Robertson is in serious error. But I have to say to you, I've been on 8 sets of 7 to 10 3-day fasts seeking truth. I've been praying since 1998, lead me into all truth, show me the level of my present deception, how to correct it, judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. So I have a fairly high level of confidence that what's on my website is actually reliable and verifiable with Father. Either way, it's up to you to decide whether what I say is truth, in which case you might want to share it with a few people. And if it's lies, don't read on, and certainly don't distribute it. Submission and lying. There's a bit of a paradox here. If your employer tells you to lie and you submit and do what you are told, the employer will be judged and you will get off without judgment, because we are told to submit to those in authority over us. See Hebrews 13:17 and Romans 13:1. The same applies to a wife whose husband tells her to lie, or a child whose parents tell them to lie. There's a big thing here, folks, about submission. Submission is necessary for order and organization in human affairs, whether it's in business, whether it's in the household, whether it's in the army, wherever it is. There needs to be a hierarchy, a chain of command. And the people lower down in that chain of command need to follow the leadership and the guidance and the direction of the people who are at the top. I was a military commander. I got to be a military commander because I was a good more junior officer. So I submitted to those in authority over me. And when I became a commander, I expected those who were under me to submit to my authority, and I was responsible for what I told them to do. This is so important. If you're in a position of leadership and you give instruction or orders to somebody under you, and what you're telling them to do is false, if you are believing lies, if you are spreading lies, you will be judged, not the subordinate. The subordinate will get off scot-free. So how do you respond to this? Firstly, let me note that this only applies if you're a believer. If you are an unbeliever, this is all irrelevant and you can ignore it. The implication is that if you as a believer receive an email from an unbeliever, you need to be extra careful what you believe and act on, particularly when you share it with others, because the unbeliever has no obligation to tell you the truth. The only way you can constructively respond to the above is with the following measures. Number one, pray regularly, by which I mean daily. Father, I ask you to lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Two, Father, I ask you to show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Three, pray regularly, as in daily. Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. And then watch out for judgments and course correct as necessary. I realized many years ago that there was just no way I could figure out all of this on my own. I didn't know what was truth. I didn't know what was lies. I was just coming to discover in 1998 that there were a lot more lies in the church than I could ever have imagined. Then I came across the book, The Final Quest by Rick Joyner, who mentioned that he had prayed, Father, I ask you to show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. And also, Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. And it just seemed sound practice to me to take on those prayers. In 2000, I started fasting and I started to get massive revelation. It's a process, folks. Be very, very careful what you do. Next point, embark on a series of at least 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals, asking to be led into truth and shown error. Taking communion morning and evening and praying the above prayers when you take the wine each time. Be cautious about what you read in terms of particularly of emails you receive and posts on Facebook and other social media. If in doubt, do not read it or stop reading it. Be even more cautious about what you forward, like, share, etc. If you're in the habit of forwarding and sharing on a regular basis, you may well be advised to cut back drastically. Note that you will probably have to execute at least 2 or 3 of the above-mentioned fasts at 6 monthly intervals while praying the above prayers daily before you will begin to be in a position to discern lies and truths with some reliability. Folks, I can't stress this enough. In my life experience of 28 and a half years walking with Father, I only started to get really substantial revelation on a whole range of issues when I started to fast. I went on an initial program of 10 3-day fasts, water-only fasts at 10-day intervals. And by the 3rd or the 4th fast, I started to get all sorts of revelation, and that continued for the next couple of years. If you are not fasting or have not fasted significantly at some time in the past, specifically seeking truth, I would suggest you be very, very careful about what you have to say to others in terms of what you believe. So what do you do when you realize that you've lied? Immediately you realize that you have lied or spread a lie. Pray, Father, I have just realized that what I said is a lie. I repent and ask you to forgive me, or what I wrote, or whatever I forwarded, or whatever. It is possible that as you listen to this article, to this broadcast, you will become aware of a considerable number of lies that you have told, unverified emails you have forwarded, unverified posts you have shared, etc. Immediately pray as above and list as many instances as you can think of. You can also pray in addition to the above. Father, I have now realized that I am massively guilty of these crimes. I ask for your mercy to forgive me all lies and all talebearing, even that which I cannot remember. You may still need to repent of specific instances. At the first opportunity, take the bread and wine of the covenant, which you may know of as communion. And when you take the wine, pray as above and give thanks for receiving forgiveness. To take this further, read the article, 7 Components in Growing Close to Yah, at 7 Components of Drawing Close on the website, and put this all into practice. What you will find there is a process that I call a spiritual audit. Take a letter or A4 size book or pad, write at the top of each page every year, from the date that you were conceived to the present, and then work backwards and forwards in that book or notepad, writing down every single lie that you can think of, every single email you can think of, every single... So if you've been involved in a Yahoo group and you've forwarded dozens of emails, then you say, Father, I can't remember all the emails I've forwarded on this group, but I ask you to forgive me for all of them and to cut them off and cancel them. There's more I could say about that, but those are the principles. You're welcome to email me for more information. So in conclusion, quite frankly, until you've done the above, you would be advised to drastically cut back on your activity with emails and social media until you are confident that you are hearing clearly. In fact, if you really do what I'm advocating, you will find that you almost cease forwarding and sharing, and you will be very cautious about what you read. The vast majority of what is on social media and that is distributed by email, I'm not talking about business emails in the day-to-day business, I'm talking about social emails, social media, etc., is at some level, the vast majority of what is on social media and that is distributed by email in the associated emails is lies at some level and should be ignored. To put this in context, I've been praying the above prayers on and off since about 1998. I've been on 8 sets of 7 to 10 3-day fasts and weekly intervals between 2000 and 2021. So I have a very high level of confidence that what I write is valid and truth, and I believe you can read what's on the website with a fairly high level of confidence. Having said that, of the people who send me emails about all sorts of things, unless they're clearly discussing something that I'm comfortable with, I don't read the email. So I might read the subject line or glance at the subject line if I don't see something there to tell me that it's something that is worth reading, I will stop there. Otherwise, I'll start reading. And if I get a line or two into that email and it's suspect or that post, I just drop it and move on. And I would recommend that as your practice as well. Some further thoughts. There is huge division in the body of believers because so many are believing lies. There is very little hunger for truth. And much of that hunger is misdirected to championing false doctrines and other lies. I encourage you to take the steps I've just outlined. Embark on 7 or more 3-day fasts seeking truth. Pray the prayers mentioned daily. Examine things critically. Cut back drastically on what you read and share online. Focus on drawing closer to Father and seeking a deep personal relationship with Him. Refer to the 7 components of drawing close documents. Seek a massive infilling of the Spirit of Yah, the Creator, such that you come to a place where you can move in power and authority by the Spirit, such that you can start to make a real difference on the earth. And please contact me. I would be delighted to help you. I want to leave you with this thought. The world is controlled by the satanic and the demonic realm. Anybody who does not have a close relationship with Father and has dealt with most of their sin is fundamentally a servant of Satan. When it comes to matters of doctrine and things like that, you need to be very, very careful what you listen to and what you act on. You need to, the answer to that is get close to Father and be led by His Spirit. Don't rely on other human beings. That's the bottom line. You may say, so what? Why should I believe? You may be asking the question, so what? Why does it matter? Why should I make a choice? The bottom line is that the Creator has said, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? So if you believe, you make it into heaven when you die. If you do not believe, you remain on earth as an ancestor spirit demon serving Satan. It's not a pleasant outcome. If you do believe, then this opens the door to a range of outcomes in terms of major rewards in heaven. See where are you going on the website. Right up to a high throne with a massively glorious body and massive supernatural powers and authority. It's definitely worth becoming a believer. The difference is stark. It's dramatic. At the extreme, you can become a friend of the Almighty, a general. You can sit on one of the highest thrones in heaven with a dramatically powerful and glorious supernatural body, supernatural powers, great authority, close relationship with the Almighty. That's what we were created for, folks, is to have a deep personal relationship with the Creator, not all this other stuff. If you don't have a deep personal relationship with the Creator, if He has not audibly said to you, you are my friend, I'm not talking about you imagining that you're His friend. I'm talking about Him audibly, as clearly as you can hear me now, saying, you are my friend, or words to that effect. If you're not there, you're not where you were designed to be, and I encourage you to go for it. So what do you do if you now believe? If you've now concluded that you do believe that the Almighty Creator exists, I recommend that you pray along the following lines. Father Yah, the Almighty Creator, I have previously believed that you do not exist. I now recognize that I was mistaken, and I repent, and I ask you to forgive me. I choose now to accept the reality of your existence, and I ask you to help me to learn about you and come into relationship with you. Show me what to read and listen to, and what not to read and listen to. Send people to me who can help me, and keep people from me who will not help me. I ask you to send your set apart, in other words, Holy Spirit, to live in me and help me to become a faithful servant. Amen. Anybody can pray that prayer or something along those lines at any time, and Father will accept you. The only exception is somebody who was a believer, who's got into serious sin, blasphemed the set apart spirit, and been rejected by the Almighty. But I'm not talking to you, and I doubt you would be listening to this if you were somebody like that. Just humble yourself, get on your knees, say, Father, I believe you're there. I don't understand, I don't know anything about you, but I believe you're there, and I ask you to help me. I ask you to guide me. I ask you to bring people to me. I ask you to take the people out of my life who are distracting me. Help me to become your servant. Help me to become your friend. Just guide me, please, in every possible way, Father. He is loving, he is kind, he's gentle, he's merciful. He will meet you wherever you are right now. Just get on your knees and pray. You don't even have to get on your knees. Just ask him into your life. Accept the reality of his existence. Let me close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I would like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. As I said a moment ago, this is open to every single person on the planet, barring a few who've gone too far, who've believed and then gone too far into sin. It doesn't matter your age, your gender, your wealth or lack of it, your education or lack of it, your race, your color, your creed, your height, your weight, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes. None of that matters, folks. Father wants you to become his friend. Father wants you to talk to him every day, all the day. Father wants to talk to you. He wants to teach you. He wants to share in your life. He wants to participate in everything that you do. But it's up to you. He will only go as far as you invite him to go. And for the majority of people today, that's nowhere. I invite you to change. So wrapping up on the main menu web pages, some key documents and a video, compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's End Time Issue Ministries, one word. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or if you can't access that, search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search gives you Google functionality on the website. There are over 1,000 web pages and over 1,000 articles, so using the Google search is a good way to find out if there's anything that addresses any topic of interest to you. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I'll answer them next broadcast. Currently, there seems to be a problem and I'm not receiving questions. So if you have submitted questions and I'm not replied, please send them to the email below. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. Use the same email address to send questions. That's James, J-A-M-E-S, at endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Again, I encourage you, choose to become a friend. It's available to you, no matter who you are, where you've come from, where you're going, race, color, creed, education, wealth, position in society, none of that matters. He wants you to become his friend, and he will reach out to you if you will reach out to him. So that's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to hear from you by email. Thank you. Good night. Oh.